At this time, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his original Hillbilly Boy.
$10 smile.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was mighty fine. It's these Hillbilly Boys back again, friends, to play another 15-minute program for you. Sponsored by the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company, Fort Worth, Texas, makers of that good Hillbilly Flour. Yes, sir. Mickey Wakey, I wish you'd come over here and take the program over, will you, please?
And it looks to me like Patty's boy's got a red-hot banjo number. He's backing up in his corner. He's got his gloves in his hand. And he's ready to go with, "Yes, sir, that's my baby."
Boys, for helping me out on that little number. And now I'm going to call on my old accompanier, Leon the Texas Songbird, to walk right over here and tell you that he's jealous.
I'm jealous of the moon that shines above, because it shines down the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the tree. They always sing to you sweet melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. I'm jealous of the tick-tock on the shelf. I'm even getting jealous of myself. Shines above, because it shines down on the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the tree. jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. I'm jealous of the tick-tocks on the shelf. I'm even getting jealous of myself.
Thank you very much, Leon. And you know, when you go to your grocer and ask for our higher-grade hillbilly flour, and he tries to sell you on a cheaper flour, he is trying to make more profit for himself and to deprive you of high-quality flour, which is the cheapest in the long run. So don't take a low-quality flour. Demand genuine hillbilly flour, and you will see the smile of satisfaction on the whole family's face from Grandma and Grandpa clear down to the children. And remember, you are protecting their health as well as your own. So be healthy and happy by buying hillbilly flour.
Please pass the biscuit, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Leon. Well, we're going to have another sham battle up here. It's going to be Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird. Horace is in his corner. Leon's in his corner. And when the gong rings, we're going to have them both come out here and sing When You Wore a Tulip.
Bless me, what a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me, dearie, down where the blue lights grow. Your lips are sweeter than tulips when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me, dearie, down where the blue lights go. Your lips are sweeter than tulips when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose.
Yes, sir, thank you very much, boys. That was one of the request numbers that Leon and Horace got to sing together. And you know, we like to hear from all of our friends listening in to these programs. We not only get letters from the state of Texas, but we get them from out of state, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona. We get them way up north, too. Whitesboro, well, that's Leon's hometown. We get them further away than that. Leon, we got one from good old Missouri and Montana and Pennsylvania, all up in that part of the United States. And we're always glad to hear from our friends that listen to these programs outside the state of Texas. Just sit right down and write a card or letter and address it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company, Fort Worth, Texas. And now, well, before you tell us where we get another one from, Leon, we're going to have Horace come over here and tell us what's the use.
I try to smile and pretend all the while, but since you've gone away, what's the use? Now I try to clown just to hide every frown, but since you've gone away, what's the use? I dream each dream that I dream all for you. Why do they never come true? Now I need you more now than ever before, but you close heaven's door, what's the use?
tried to smile and pretend all the while, but since you've gone away, what's the use? Now I've tried to clown just to hide every frown, but since you've gone away, what's the use? I dream each dream that I dream all for you. Why do they never come true? Now I need you now more than ever before, but you closed heaven's door. What's the use?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Horace. That was good. That was Horace, the little lovebird singing, "What's the use?" And you know, in our mail, somebody wrote us and said that they'd like to hear Mickey Wickey read these little poems on the program. So Mickey Wickey, we have another poem up here composed by our dad, Governor W. Leo Daniels. So you come right up here and read it. It's entitled, "If You Want To, Then Do."
If you want to get married and settle for life, then grab a good hubby or a cute little wife and win her or him. If you want to get rich or moderately so, don't spend all you earn just trying to show. Save your money each day. And when life is over and you've finished the race, you can sail over yonder and loved ones embrace. Won't that be fine? Woo, boy! If you want to be good, do you want to be nice? Do you... Do you want to be good? Do you want to be nice? And do you should, regardless of price? If you do, then do it. If you don't want to cheat, and don't want to cuss, and don't want to fight, and don't want to fuss, then don't do it.
No. Thank you, Mickey Wickey. You know, as soon as Mickey Wickey learns to read real well, we're going to have him do another poem on this program someday. Yes, sirree. Well, boys, we have time for one more number on this program, so let's get started with Jim Crackhorn.
When I was young, I used to wait on Mass and hand him the plate. Pass down the bottle when he gets dry and brush away the blue tail fly.
Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Oh, Mass is on the way.
Then after dinner, Mass asleep, he bit this nigger and fed your keep. When he whined, shut his eye, he'd tell me, watch the blue tail fly.
Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Jim Crackhorn, don't care. Oh, Mass is on the way.
And when he ride in the afternoon, I'll follow with a hickory broom. The pony being very shy when bitten by the bluegill fly.
Jim Crackhorn don't care. Jim Crackhorn don't care. Jim Crackhorn don't care. Oh, Master's on the way.
One day he rode around the farm to fly, so numerous they did swarm. One can't spot him on the side, the devil take that blue tail fly.
Jim Crackhorn don't care, Jim Crackhorn don't care, Jim Crackhorn don't care, oh, Master's on the way.
Thank you very much, boys, and I believe our time's all up now. So until you hear us again, friends, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real Hillbilly Band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, Hillbilly fries, show Mexican grand. So while we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy. We'll give you a letter, write a card and letter, O'Daniel and your Hillbilly Band.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly products.